Okay, Ginkgo Bioworks. To understand synthetic biology, you must first understand that biology is literally everywhere, from the crops we grow, the food we eat, the clothes we wear, the plastics we use, literally everywhere, all of which has DNA code, essentially the blueprint of life. That same code functions much like the digital code of computers and software. Synthetic biology manipulates and reprograms the DNA or biological code of living organisms to generate an alternative natural product. In other words, it's rewiring DNA of organisms to do things that we want them to. There is massive upside with Ginkgo Bioworks. Think back on how computers disrupted information-based industries like 10, 15, 20 years ago. Well, on a similar scale, Ginkgo's platform is completely altering the physical goods industry. From building materials to food to pharma to electronics, they're all biotech industries. Most retail investors simply just don't know it yet. Synthetic biology has the potential to usher in the next industrial revolution, changing the future of foods, making it more sustainable and plant-based, engineering biofuel to reduce oil and gas dependence, and transforming medical treatments to effectively target various diseases. Needless to say, Ginkgo Bioworks is at the forefront of this revolution. While the Ginkgo SPAC merger values the company at nearly 100 times its 2021 revenue, you have to be reminded that the company's platform is roughly doubling in efficiency each year, tripling its output, and halving the cost per project annually. Ginkgo has roughly 30 projects in its repertoire this year, with the goal of producing up to 500 new projects by 2025. For more information on Ginkgo, simply watch my interview I did with Disrupting and Jason Kelly, the CEO of Ginkgo Bioworks, on YouTube.